Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rav Avraham Goldar, and today Masechus Bava Basra Daf Pay Off, the fifth parak Hamocher es Hasfina. This parak has been generously sponsored by Rav Yecheskel and Anat Hartman, Lazech and Nishma Sagon Rav Moshe Shapiro Zatzal, in honor of the publication of the Sefer Nechusi Yama, his Shiurim, on this parak. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Hakonish Nei Ilanus Betok Stei Chavero. If one acquires two trees in his friend's field, Harzeh Lo Kan LaKarka, he has not acquired land. Rav Meir says, Kan LaKarka, he has acquired land under and around the trees. If one buys three trees, he does acquire land. In the Mishnah Bikurim, the Tanakhama says that if one purchases two trees in someone's field, maybe Vainikore, he brings Bikurim from its fruit, but does not recite Bikurim Psukim because he does not own the land. Rav Meir says, maybe Vakore, he brings Bikurim and recites the Psukim because he does own the land. Our Brisa teaches that Rav Meir agrees that one who acquires a single tree does not recite the Bikurim Psukim because he doesn't acquire any land. Point number two, Rabbi Shimon ben Eliakim asks Rabbi Elazar about one who purchased one tree according to Rabbi Meir or two according to the Rabban. Why does he bring Bikurim at all, since he's excluded from Bikurim by not owning land, which is why he does not recite the Psukim? Rabbi Elazar responded, Davar Shirishonim Lamru Botam, something which the earlier ones, meaning the Tanaim, did not say a reason. The Shalini Bebeis Midrash Kedei Levaisheni, you asked me in the Beis Midrash to embarrass me? Rabbi suggested that perhaps each Tana was uncertain if one acquires land when purchasing one or two trees, respectively. Because of the suffix, the buyer cannot demand any land from the seller. Still, he must bring Bikurim because he might own land. On the next daf, Rav Ashi was asked why he could not simply recite the psukim like any psukim of the Torah, and he answered, Mishum de mechze kashikra, because it appears like falsehood, since it includes the land which you gave me. Another explanation is given there. And point number three, the Gemara says that if Bikurim is brought only out of doubt, as Rabbi explained, we should be concerned they are not truly Bikurim, but Kama'al Chun L'Azara, and the owner is thus bringing Chun into the Azara, which is prohibited. It answers that the owner is makdish them conditionally, meaning if they are not Bikurim, and redeems them afterwards so the Kohen can eat them. Since the fruits would be subject to Truma and Mice obligations if they are not Bikurim, the owner separates these and gives them to a Kohen, following the opinion that Mice may be given to a Kohen. The Gemara asks that perhaps these fruits are Bikurim and require Kriya of the Bikurim Psukim. Although Kriya Loma Akevis, reciting is not critical to bringing Bikurim. The application here is questioned from Rabbi Zera's principle that a mincha which is ein ruhi labila, not fit for mixing, bila ma'akevis bo, the mixing is critical to it and invalidates the mincha. Here too, since kriya may be required and cannot be done out of doubt, the bikurim should be invalid. The Gemara answers that he sends the fruits with a shaliach, which is exempt from kriya. So once again, the three points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Hakonish Nei Ilanus Betok Stei Chavero. If one acquires two trees in his friend's field, Harzeh Lo Kan LaKarka, he has not acquired land. Rav Meir says, Kan LaKarka, he has acquired land under and around the trees. If one buys three trees, he does acquire land. In the Mishnah Bikurim, the Tanakhama says that if one purchases two trees in someone's field, maybe Vainikore, he brings Bikurim from its fruit, but does not recite Bikurim Psukim because he does not own the land. Rav Meir says, maybe Vakore, he brings Bikurim and recites the Psukim because he does own the land. Our Brisa teaches that Rav Meir agrees that one who acquires a single tree does not recite the Bikurim Psukim because he doesn't acquire any land. Point number two, Rabbi Shimon ben Eliakim asks Rabbi Elazar about one who purchased one tree according to Rabbi Meir or two according to the Rabban. Why does he bring Bikurim at all, since he's excluded from Bikurim by not owning land, which is why he does not recite the Psukim? Rabbi Elazar responded, Davar Shirishonim Lamru Botam, something which the earlier ones, meaning the Tanaim, did not say a reason. The Shalini Bebeis Midrash Kedei Levaisheni, you asked me in the Beis Midrash to embarrass me? Rabbi suggested that perhaps each Tana was uncertain if one acquires land when purchasing one or two trees, respectively. Because of the suffix, the buyer cannot demand any land from the seller. Still, he must bring Bikurim because he might own land. On the next daf, Rav Ashi was asked why he could not simply recite the psukim like any psukim of the Torah, and he answered, Mishum de mechze kashikra, because it appears like falsehood, since it includes the land which you gave me. Another explanation is given there. And point number three, the Gemara asks that if Bikurim is brought only out of doubt, as Rabbi explained, we should be concerned they are not truly Bikurim, but Kama'al Chun L'Azara, and the owner is thus bringing Chun into the Azara, which is prohibited. It answers that the owner is makdish them conditionally, meaning if they are not Bikurim, and redeems them afterwards so the Kohen can eat them. Since the fruits would be subject to Truma and Mice obligations if they are not Bikurim, the owner separates these and gives them to a Kohen, following the opinion that Mice may be given to a Kohen. The Gemara asks that perhaps these fruits are Bikurim and require Kriya of the Bikurim Psukim. Although Kriya Loma Akevis, reciting is not critical to bringing Bikurim, The application here is questioned from Rabbi Zera's principle that a mincha which is ein ruhi labila, not fit for mixing, bila ma'akevis bo, the mixing is critical to it and invalidates the mincha. Here too, since kriya may be required and cannot be done out of doubt, the bikurim should be invalid. The Gemara answers that he sends the fruits with a shaliach, which is exempt from kriya. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states, HaKonish Shnei Ilanos B'Toch Shdei Chaver, if one acquires two trees in his friend's field, Harzilo Kan LaKarki, he has not acquired land. Reb Meir says, Kan LaKarki, he has acquired land under and around the trees. All right, so now we got our Siman Daf Pei off, and our standard Siman is a grandpa. So here goes. The grandpa who bought two trees in a field and was on his way to bring Bikurim, knowing he wouldn't recite the Psukim, told his grandson that he was bringing Bikurim based on the Suffolk that he might own the land, as he was about to hand them over to a Shaliach, who is exempt from Kriya. Once again, it's a motion. The grandpa, that must be on Daf Pei Aleph. The grandpa who bought two trees in a field and was on his way to bring Bikurim, knowing he wouldn't recite the Psukim, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas of one who buys two trees, acquires land, and if he is made vivakore by Bikurim. So the grandpa who bought two trees in a field and was on his way to bring Bikurim, knowing he wouldn't recite the Psukim, told his grandson that he was bringing Bikurim based on the Suffolk that he might own the land, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the explanation that the reason for being made vivakore is based on a Suffolk. Because of the uncertainty, the buyer cannot demand any land from the seller. Still, he must bring Bikurim because he might own the land. So the grandpa who bought two trees in a field and was on his way to bring Bikurim, knowing he wouldn't recite the Psukim, told his grandson that he was bringing Bikurim based on the Suffolk that he might own the land, as he was about to hand them over to a Shaliach, who is exempt from Kriya. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings challenges to bring Bikurim based on a Suffolk. Although Kriya Luma Akevas, reciting is not critical to bringing Bikurim, the application here is questioned from Rabbi Zera's principle that a mincha, which is ein ruhi labila, not fit for mixing, bila ma'akevas bo, the mixing is critical to it and invalidates the mincha. Here too, since Kriya may be required and cannot be done out of doubt, the Bikurim should be invalid. The Gemara answers that he sends the fruits with a shaliach, which is exempt from Kriya. So once again, the grandpa who bought two trees in a field and was on his way to bring Bikurim, knowing he wouldn't recite the Psukim, told his grandson that he was bringing Bikurim based on the Suffolk that he might own the land, as he was about to hand them over to a Shaliach, who is exempt from Kriya. All right, so now it's time for our four Blabach Hazara. Daf Ein Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Ein Zayin is an A's, a goat. So here goes. The brilliant goat herder, that must be one Daf Ein Zayin, A's, goat. The brilliant goat herder who came up with the svara that mile b'mile l'miknim when looking at his goat eat a shtar, made up of osios, which reminds us, a maimer says the halacha follows Rebbe that osios are acquired with mesira without a shtar. Tosos says the opposite of girsa. Although he said that this is known from Gemara, meaning tradition, Ravashi said svara namihu, it's also logic. The osios mile nino, because the osios, meaning the debt in the shtar, are mere intangible words. Umile b'mile l'miknim, and words cannot be acquired with mere words. Therefore, a shtar sale cannot be necessary for acquiring a shtar chov. So the brilliant goat herder who came up with the svara that mile b'mile l'miknim when looking at his goat eat a shtar made up of osios and use a kinyan agav to transfer money to a friend that was kept in a faraway place, which reminds us, the Gemara demonstrates the ability of agav to acquire things along with a land acquisition more than an ordinary kinyan. The hamad be'ed lo niknim b'chalipin, because a coin which cannot be acquired with chalipin, the agav ara nikne, yet can be acquired along with land. This is seen from the incident in which Rav Papa had 12,000 dinarim of his with someone in Beit Chozai, and Rav Papa transferred the money to Rav Shmuel Bar Acha, who was traveling there, agav esifet debeise, along with the threshold of his house, which Rav Shmuel rented from Rav Papa. So the brilliant goat herder who came up with the svara that mile b'mile l'miknim when looking at his goat eat a shtar made up of osios and used a kinyan agav to transfer money to a friend that was kept in a faraway place, told someone who bought a goat leash from him for the exorbitant price of 200 zuz that a goat was not included in the sale since ain't a damim raya, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a malchokas of damim modin, if the price indicates what's included in the sale. The chamim hold ain't a damim raya, the price is not a proof. Daf Ein Ches. So the Simmer Daf Ein Ches is a child going, ugh. So here goes. When the boy whose father bought him a nursing donkey rudely said, ugh, ugh, that must be on Daf Ein Ches. When the boy whose father bought him a nursing donkey rudely said, ugh, because the sack was not included in the sale, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, HaMocher es HaChamor LoMacher Chelav. One who sells a donkey did not automatically sell its gear. Nachman Amani said he did sell its gear. And Rav Yudah says that sometimes it's sold and sometimes not. If a donkey was beforehand with its gira on it, and the buyer said, Mahorli chamor chazet, sell me this donkey of yours, the gira is sold. This donkey means, as it is. If he said, chamor chahi, if it's your donkey, sell it to me, the gira is not sold with it. So when the boy whose father bought him a nursing donkey rudely said, ugh, because the sack was not included in the sale, and was not appeased by the fact that the donkey's baby was included, which reminds us, Gemara explains the difference between selling a nursing cow versus a nursing donkey. Regarding a cow, it's possible that the person needs it for its milk, so specifying a nursing cow does not necessarily indicate a request for the calf. But regarding a donkey whose milk is forbidden to consume, why would he specify a nursing donkey? This proves he meant to purchase its offspring as well. So when the boy whose father bought him a nursing donkey brutally said, ugh, because the sack was not included in the sale, and was not appeased by the fact that the donkey's baby was included, his father told him he should make a cheshbon and nefesh weighing schar avera k'neged hefseda, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan darshened a series of psukim beginning with Al ken yomru hamoshim. Regarding this, the poets would say, Eilu hamoshim b'yitzram. These are those who rule over their desires. Bo cheshbon, come to cheshbon, means bo v'nachshuv cheshbon sha'olam, come, let us make an accounting of this world. Hefsed mitzvah k'neged schar, weighing a mitzvah's loss, meaning its cost, against its gain, meaning its reward, and schar avera negative seda, and a sin's gain against its loss. Daf Ein Tes. So the Simmer Daf Ein Tes writes to an 8, a pen, and we use a sofer. So here goes. The artistic sofer. Sofer, that must mean we're on Daf Ein Tes. 8, pen, sofer. The artistic sofer who painted a person separating from Divrei Torah, being consumed by a fire, with a Maimer Chazal underneath, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda quoted Rav, call a Porsche Medivrei Torah, whoever separates from the words of Torah, Eish Ochalto, fire consumes him. As the Pasuk says, V'nasatias panai behem, Mehaish yatzau, Mehaish tochlem, and I'll set my face against them from the fire they have departed, and the fire will consume them. So the artistic sofer who painted a person separating from Divrei Torah, being consumed by a fire, with a Maimer Chazal underneath, and posted a Molin Behen sign under some growths of a hektish tree, which reminds us, Rav Yossi says, a Makdish is a Sadeh v'Se'ilon, if one is Makdish, a field or tree, Molin Behen u'b'Gidulehen, one violates Me'il for them and their subsequent growths, Mifneshe and Gidulei Hektish, because the growths of hektish, which Rav Yossi holds, is subject to Me'ilah. So, the artistic sofer who painted a person separating from Divrei Torah, being consumed by a fire with a Maimer Chazal underneath, and posted a Molin Behen sign under some growths of a hektish tree, was not over Me'ilah when he pulled a feather from a dove that flew into the hektish dovecote to make a quill, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokes regarding contents of a pit or a dovecote which were there before or after one was Makdish the pit or dovecote. Daf Pei, so the Simmer Daf Pei is a painter. So here goes. The painter, that must run Daf Pay. The painter who was hired to paint a dovecote whose produce was just sold and had to work around the first pair of newborns left for the owner, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Halkech peros shovach mechaver, one who buys the produce of a dovecote from his friend, mafriach brecha rishon, must allow the first pair of doves born to fly to remain with the mother. Now this seems contradictory from a brisa teaching that the first and second pairs are left, and Rav Kahana explains that the second pair is left for the daughter, meaning the first pair of offspring. The first pair is left for the mother and is sufficient for it because it becomes attached to its daughter and its mate, which we leave for it. The mother's companionship isn't sufficient for the daughter because a mother is attached to its daughter, but a daughter does not become attached to its mother. Therefore, the daughter's own offspring, the second pair, must be left for the daughter's companionship. So the painter who was hired to paint a dovecote whose produce was just sold and had to work around the first pair of newborns left for the owner took a break by snacking from some honey still in a beehive, which has the status of food regarding tumah, which reminds us, Rav Kahana said, Dvash bekaver is eno yotzi midei machal olam. Honey in a beehive never loses its food status, although it's eaten by bees and remains human food and is therefore susceptible to tumah. This proves that he holds loboy machshava. Honey in a beehive does not require thought to designate it as food. So the painter was hired to paint a dovecote whose produce was just sold and had to work around the first pair of newborns left for the owner, took a break by snacking from some honey still in a beehive, which is the status of food regarding tumah, and shared some with a tzaddik who has a great reward and a son who is like him, just like a tamar and an heiress, which reminds Rav Chiya bar Luliani Darshan on the Pasuk, Tzedek Tamar Yifrach Ke'erez Bevanon Yiskeh, the righteous man who flourishes like a day palm, he will grow like an heiress in Lebanon. A tzedek is compared to both, because if he's only compared to an heiress, one could think, just as an heiress does not produce fruit, so too a tzedek does not produce fruit, meaning schar, reward. Therefore, he's compared to a palm, which produces fruit. Had he only been compared to a palm, one could think, just as a tamar does not regenerate, so too a tzedek does not regenerate, meaning leave a son behind who is like him. Therefore, he's compared to an Erez, which does regenerate. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do you learn that a shaliach who brings bikurim is pater from the kriya? That's on daf. Payoff. Good. Number two, which daf yimachok is about me'ila in gilui hekdesh? That's on daf. Ayin tes. Good. Number three, which daf do we have machok is if osios niknas b'mesira, a debt recorded in the shtar is acquired with handing over? That's on daf. Ayin vav. Good. Number four, which daf do we learn why tzaddik is compared to both a tamar and an erez? That's on daf. Hey. Good. Number five, which daf do we learn money can be acquired with kinyan agav, but not through chalipin? That's on daf. Ayin zayin. Good. Number six, which daf do we machok is if one who buys two trees acquires land, and if he is maybe vikore by bikurim? That's on daf. Pay off. Good. Number seven, which daf do we learn honey in a beehive has the status of food regarding tumah? That's on daf. Pay. Good. Number eight, which daf do we learn the reason for bringing bikurim but not reading the psukim is based on a safek? That's on daf. Pay off. Good. Number nine, which daf do you discuss the difference when selling a nursing cow versus a nursing donkey regarding whether the offspring are included? That's on daf. Ein ches. Good. Number 10, which daf do you learn that one should weigh hefsed mitzvah connected schara and schara vera connected hefseda? That's on daf. Ein ches. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.